Despite a punishing recession which saw millions of Australians out of work, the economy continues to recover and is now bigger than it was before the pandemic. It grew by 1.8% in the March quarter, taking annual growth to just over 1%. It's unsurprising given the unprecedented amount of cash the federal government has thrown at it and record low interest rates. What the government now needs is for business to take things forward, but there are already signs that they're not coping with that mammoth task. Here's business reporter David Taylor.
Rachel Power owns Waterfalls Cafe and Gallery in Tasmania's Mount Field National Park. She's keen to expand her business by building an accommodation and conference centre. But there's a problem. The bank won't finance her project.
You return to a bank and you say that, and literally the answer that we were given was, don't come and talk to us for another 2 years.
Recent Reserve Bank figures show there were fewer loans granted to businesses in May, down 0.3%. The Australian Banking Association represents the banking industry. CEO Anna Bly concedes businesses are being knocked back. But that's reasonable, she says, given the business risks created by the pandemic.
The last time that you would want to see lending standards relaxed is during times of economic uncertainty. So there is credit going out there. It's going out at a very high rate. But of course, there are some businesses that are not getting the answer that they would like to get. And I hope that we can all look forward to more certain economic times in the future.
Despite recent challenges getting credit for some businesses, the economy was showing promise for the first 3 months of the year. The latest data release from the Bureau of Statistics covers this period, showing a better-than-expected 1.8% growth for the quarter. Shoppers dipped into their savings so they could stay at hotels and dine at cafes and restaurants, and many saw a show or two and went to the movies. China continued to suck up vast amounts of Australia's iron ore and gas reserves, and business spending on factory equipment rose by 11%. Food distribution companies also restocked as supply chains came back online, and that helped lift GDP. Despite this growth, economics lecturer at RMIT University, Eleonora Reese, isn't confident it can continue at anywhere near the pace we saw early this year.
A lot of this growth in the past quarter has been driven by business investment, machinery and equipment, and also dwelling investment, so home renovations and alterations. And this has really been spurred on by the support through Home Builder and the support for the construction sector. But it's also interesting because it means where are the ingredients for GDP growth going forward.
The Treasurer Josh Frydenberg's more optimistic. He says the Australian economy has achieved a feat not matched by any other advanced economy in the world. And that's set to continue despite the hurdles facing Victorian businesses.
But the budget, where we saw $41 billion in additional economic support provided in the budget, was based on an assumption that there would be further outbreaks across the country.
But Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers says without a faster vaccine rollout, more businesses will struggle.
We can't have a first-rate economic recovery if, as the OECD says, we remain in the bottom third of nations when it comes to getting the vaccinations.
Economist Leonora Reese says key to securing an ongoing economic recovery is for lenders to take more risk with businesses.
We have made a solid bounce back, and it really has hinged on activating private investment home renovations. That doesn't guarantee a sustainable ongoing recovery. So we don't have those ingredients locked in yet.
Back in Tasmania, cafe owner Rachel Power says if she can't get the $5 million loan she wants, she'll just apply for a $1 million line of credit and settle for a smaller business.
And our only hope at this point is a government loan, a state government loan. So if we're knocked back for that, I think that might be the death knell. I think that might be the final nail in the coffin for the development.
Tasmanian cafe owner Rachel Power with David Taylor.